Sir Hammond, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
How have you been?
Really good. Really
good. It's been a few years since we've kind of seen you on this platform full time.
Yeah.
So how's
it? You know, I've kind of just been around doing my thing still, you know. But now we got, I got my guys. I'm doing the male group thing again.
Yes.
You know?
And so this is a permanent staple. This isn't a one project thing. We're going to see United Tenors for some years to come.
You know, it's we have definitely yes. You know, hey, yes. It is a partnership. It is a partnership that we look forward to blessing. You know, and being a blessing for a nice amount of time.
Okay. Now I asked some folks via Facebook, via Twitter, via text. You know, what questions they would like to ask, and one of the questions that came up for you was regarding a very popular social cam video that you released. Because you are a social cam
guru,
maybe?
I'm the mayor.
Guru, okay.
I'm the mayor.
The mayor of social cam. During the Kingsman tour, put out a video kind of answering why you weren't on it. And so there has been some question about how did this come about, United Tenors? Was it an answer to that? Was it simply you wanted to work with some fellas again? What was the vision behind United Tenors?
About three or four months before I did God, Love, and Romance, the year before the Kingsman tour came out, Dave and I had been talking. Mm-hmm. Actually, and about a year before that, I was in talks with Commission to decide if that's the way I wanted to go. So about a year and a half before Kingsman even hit the stage, and I told Dave, I said, you know, the problem with this is going to be, a lot of people going to think I'm doing this just because. Yep. And, it is what it is, because when you do your call, it is what it is. The Kingsman tour was a great forum for those guys, and I was just trying to explain to everybody. I had thousands upon thousands of people like, why are you not on it? Why are you not on it? Why are you not on it? And you got to realize that I'm in gospel music, but I'm also a brand. Mm-hmm. Fred Hammond is a brand, and I have to protect it. So if you look like you're not good enough, I'm saying, listen, it's not that. It's just logistically, you can't take Donnie, Kirk, Marvin, and
Israel
out. Mm-hmm. You can't do it. And a Fred Hammond. The budget grows a little bit, steep. Yeah. So Kirk did what he had to do financially and business-wise, and that was cool. And everybody just calm down. It's all right. No big deal. There'll be other stuff for us, so don't look at it sideways. So, no, that wasn't definitely. I saw somebody did that the other day. They quoted and said, since he's not, part of the Kingsman tour, he wouldn't found him a supergroup. I'm like, nah. But, I don't even worry about stuff like that anymore.
It's all love. We're just glad to have Fred Hammond back.
Yeah.
Full-time in music ministry. So why these three?
Simple. Number one, Dave and I have been knowing each other for over 20 years. He used to sing with Vanessa Bell, and we did a play together way back in the day called Only the Strong. Mm-hmm. back in the day, I was the lead character, and Dave came on, and we hit it off, from that day on. And Eric Robeson and I, one night I was watching a network on cable. Notice how I didn't say the network. a network on cable. And I saw Eric do a concert. It was about 2-3 o'clock in the morning. And it was a very unique sound, and it woke me up, and I stayed and watched the rest of it. And then 3 years, 2 or 3 years after that, we met in a real peculiar way. He got punked.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got punked. He'll tell you more about it maybe.
Oh,
even.
My goodness.
But I snuck in on him. They had me sneak in on him, and he was doing an interview. Next thing I know, I'm just standing next to him, and then bam, And we stayed in contact, and Brian... Brian and I are from the same genre, and we would see each other on cruises and different things. And I said, man, I got a really nice voice, really nice voice. And then when I heard he became available, I'm like, man, I really had to pray about that thing because he was the fourth man. And see, three divides better than four. Mm-hmm. When you starting to pull that cash on. So I really had to go seek the name of the Lord.
Yes.
I had to go seek him, he may be found. But it was a no-brainer. We all, Dave, each one of us this is definitely what we want to do. And we're trusting God for everything else.
Were there other options?
We looked into, Dave and I kind of been on a hunt. you know, for this for a minute. We reached out to Anthony Hamilton. We thought, man, because we're all fans of him. We were friends. We're good friends with Tank. You know, we were talking about that, huh?
DC's own.
DC Zone. I mean, right. You know, so that's man, that's a singing mm-hmm. bro. we reached out to who else, man? Who else? Kenny?
Kenny Lattimore.
Mm-hmm. Who else was it?
DC Zone again.
Oh, Carl.
Yep.
Carl Thomas. Yeah. We had a little search out, but I mean, as we got positive feedback from each one of them, mm-hmm. but it was like this one was like Gideon's Army. It's like the ones that are more attentive to the vision and not to the moment. Is the ones that I really wanted to go with, and these guys were attentive to the vision. They heard, they dropped immediately. Like this is, we want to do this, and they don't have to stop what they're doing. But you know, they were attentive to the vision.